It is Tuesday, November 8th. Today, don't believe the emails. Despite what Meta says, your ad campaigns are probably just fine. Also, some interesting advances in AI-generated marketing media. TikTok is feeling the ad slowdown too. And how consumers this holiday season are forecast to spend more, but buy less. I'm Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. If you do any advertising on Meta's platform, you're probably familiar with the emails. They come from a so-called marketing expert, although in most cases, these are fresh out of college junior salespeople with no actual experience in, you know, marketing. Anyway, for a while now, they've been occasionally sending out sales pitches, cleverly disguised as inviting the recipient to a call to help them get better results. Here's how the latest version of these reads. Hi, I'm John S., a dedicated Meta marketing pro. We've noticed that your ads have seen a decline in performance. As a result, you might be spending more to reach your campaign goals. Unquote. If you ever get one of these, honestly, don't bother talking to them. I promise you know more about Meta's platform than these people do. Here's the bigger problem, though. Meta sends these to anyone with an ad account, including those whose ad campaigns are managed by an agency. So you can understand an agency's consternation when Meta, supposedly their mutual partner, tells the agency's customers, hey, your agency screwed up, your ads are performing terribly. And now, it seems to be getting worse. One version of this letter posted in an industry Slack group I'm in adds this line, quote, I've been equipped with new technical solutions and best practices designed to allow our ad system to optimize your ads and help improve performance, unquote. Wait, what? What tools? One CEO of a marketing agency I follow posted this on social media today. Meta is back at it again, scaring clients with misinformation. Performance is not down. Worse, they're implying that they have exclusive secret tools that others don't have to fix it. He also reported the performance on the account that got the email is actually great, so the email itself is a template at best and an outright lie at worst. Again, quoting that CEO. How do we get Meta to treat its own partners with even 10% of the respect we expect from them? This is getting so tiring, unquote. So if you run a digital agency, you might want to have a chat with your clients and let them know they might get one of these emails. And despite what those emails claim, their ad campaigns are not, in fact, tanking. For better or worse, auto-generated marketing content is here, whether you're looking for product shots for e-commerce or even campaign videos with a brand spokesperson, there's an AI for that. First, the photo editing app PhotoRoom today launched a new generative AI feature called Magic Studio, which lets users create marketing images with just one product photo. To use the feature, brands and marketers upload an image of their product. They'll then be prompted to describe an item in a single word, like shoe, hat, or lipstick, and then describe a desired background or setting. Magic Studio then removes the background automatically and places the item in the generated setting. The feature can't yet be used on shots of humans or animals. While applications like Canva or PixelCut offer similar editing features like background removal and image templates, PhotoRoom targets online merchants. You can create images with ready-made templates for platforms like eBay, Shopify, and Etsy. Based on the images we've seen online, it's clear that the generated images are not perfect in terms of accuracy, with some of the uploaded images appearing distorted. But that said, some images look pretty legit, and it might be useful for merchants without the means to hire a professional photographer. Next up is a startup called Movio that wants to create marketing videos with generative AI. The platform targets marketers with a Canva-style drag-and-drop interface. But here's the really interesting part. It will feature talking human avatars. So first you pick from a range of templates, just like you would do on Canva. Then you can add a hyper-realistic avatar to be the video's spokesperson with speech generated by text input. The outfit, the face, and the voice of the AI-made human can also be changed to suit your brand. Currently, Movio's algorithms can only synthesize talking heads, but the company says it is working toward generating whole body movement. Well, even social media's current golden child isn't safe from the ad slowdown. The Financial Times reported today that TikTok is restructuring its U.S. operations due to a slowing economy and a depressed environment for digital advertising. It's also resulting in big leadership changes. The overhaul will see North American General Manager Sandy Hawkins, who oversees business operations, sales, and marketing, transferred to TikTok Shop in the U.S. That's its e-commerce division. Sources say the move was announced yesterday during an internal meeting. According to the Financial Times, the GM's reassignment is part of a broader restructuring over the past 4 months that has resulted in fewer than 100 staff people being laid off. Those familiar with the matter said that about 20 senior managers have been cut and new leadership had been recruited. Sources noted that TikTok has been considering replacing Hawkins with the head of Asia-Pacific operations on a permanent basis since last year. The company told media it is considering several candidates and confirmed it was expanding e-commerce to the U.S. and reviewing further international expansion. Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit kinsta.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
The Christ Hospital Health Network and Premier Health, named top hospitals in Cincinnati and Dayton by U.S. News, have joined forces to deliver specialized cardiovascular care to the community. This partnership gives you access to leading experts and advanced treatments for complex heart conditions close to home. With expanded services and cutting-edge technology, we're doing everything it takes to provide world-class heart and vascular care together. Learn more at premierhealth.com/together.
Inflation is expected to drive more consumers to shop during Cyber Week, which is less than 3 weeks away. A new report predicts that Cyber Week sales will increase sales by 5% compared to last year. And this shopping season, Cyber Week will account for a fifth of overall holiday sales. But according to Retail Dive, the study also predicts a 15% decline in product volume, suggesting that shoppers are spending more, but on fewer items. The research also indicates that consumers are relying more on discount codes to save money this season. The study found that sales using discount codes increased by almost a quarter in September and by more than 40% in October. Well, scheduling on Instagram is officially here, but only for professional accounts. The company announced the launch of its in-app scheduling tool yesterday, which lets brands and businesses schedule posts in advance without the use of third-party apps or Creator Studio. Social media managers have been waiting about, let me check my notes here, 300 years for this update. Truth be told, most content managers just use third-party tools. But with this new tool, you will be able to schedule content directly in the app up to 75 days in advance, including posts, reels, and carousels. As for stories, no soup for you. Here's how it works. You access it after creating a post by tapping Advanced Settings. Then you'll see a new Schedule This Post toggle. After selecting the option, you can choose the date and time when you want the post to go live. Finally, you will need to navigate back to the post flow and tap Schedule. You'll also be able to see these posts in a new Scheduled Content section, which is accessible via the hamburger menu, and you can reschedule content if you need to. And finally, if you're targeting a teen demographic, a new survey has found that TikTok is the number one social app of choice for youth of the nation, beating Instagram again and leaving Twitter and Facebook in the dust. The second most popular app among teens was Snapchat. Meanwhile, teenagers have pretty much zero interest in Twitter or Facebook. Both platforms drew just 2% of Gen Z. The data comes from Piper Sandler's survey of over 14,500 U.S. teens. boy, thank goodness for the undo feature. We use Notion, which we love, for everything. We use it for everything. We use it for ad scheduling. We use it to schedule the marketing scientists for their interviews. We use it for transcripts, for the lineup. And I deleted a status field that I thought was just deleting it for the interviews, basically tracking whether or not we'd reached out a second time. That's what I thought I was deleting. It turns out that's the default thing on all of our calendar entries, which are all of our interviews, all of our ads, all of our shows. And I went to put in the music credit this afternoon. Everything was gone. Thank goodness, though, Notion has a revert to this date, this time feature, which I was able to do and everything came back. But, oh, my God, what a heart-racing moment, let me tell you. Thanks for listening. I'm Todd Maffin. See you tomorrow. Ain't no undo. You ain't the truth. I let you try over. Think you cold, boy. I'm a hot soldier. I'm Lil Wayne in 98 with a drop roll. Baby, to your baby. When the night's over, I go right over. Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. And instead, simply go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI on Unlimited Ultimate and a watch or tap, also on them. Service plan required for watch or tap. Trade in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.